Welcome to the daily chizuk. If somebody is putting in a normal work effort, but is still having trouble paying his bills, he should take comfort with the knowledge that he is living in the exact conditions that Hashem wants him to live in. Earning a livelihood is where we have the least control. Chazal tell us every last dollar a person makes is determined by Hashem, and therefore, number one, the person shouldn't be down on himself, thinking that he's a failure. And number two, if he does want to change things, he needs to focus his energy towards Hashem. He should improve his ways spiritually. He should work harder on his prayer. And he should convince himself that it is only Hashem who can help him. Reliance on Hashem alone can produce wonders. A woman from Israel sent me the following email. I really enjoy reading your email every day. It has truly inspired me. I never thought I would have something of my own to submit, but I recently experienced a clear Yad Hashem that I would like to relate. As a child, I grew up comfortably, not in an affluent home, very middle class. We got new clothing and shoes for Yom Tov, and bills were paid on time. Food was for sure never an issue. But after some years of marriage, a number of children, and living in Eretz Yisrael now, things are very different than they used to be. We live from minute to minute, hoping to have enough money each week to buy the basics for Shabbat. A few weeks ago, it looked like we weren't going to make it. My husband had already borrowed from various people, and we had no idea where we were going to get the money to buy our Shabbat needs. It was Thursday already. The house was basically on empty, and we were really stuck. I started praying to Hashem, crying that I need money just to buy fruits and vegetables for Shabbat, and there was nowhere to get it from. The next part of this story, I wouldn't believe, but it really happened. Thursday night, my husband went to a Hachnasat Sefer Torah, and he was out of the house at a time that he usually wasn't. A fancy car stopped near him, and someone called out, "Come here." My husband turned to look who the person was talking to, and the person said, "Yes, you, please come here." Another person then got out of the car, handed my husband an envelope. He got back in and they drove away. It was all a matter of seconds. On the envelope was written the words, La'asot nahat ruach lebore yitbarach shemo. This is to bring satisfaction to our Creator, may His name be blessed. And underneath it, it said, Miyuad lehotza'at Shabbat parashat naso. This is designated to be used for Shabbat needs this week, Parashat Naso. Inside was 400 shekel, exactly what we need for Shabbat. Nobody in the world knew that we needed money. We were too embarrassed to tell people. It was an unbelievable display of Hashem's caring and listening to my specific tefillah, and even more so, reliance on Him to help me get out of this. Hashem can help anyone in an instant. It is Him that we need to sincerely turn to for help, and it is only Him that we need to impress. Have a great day.